I would like to also note that one of the cards also made the request that there be specific to school testing, and also some questions with respect to dealing with the children who may not no longer reside in the Carlsbad zip codes, but who were attendees at the Kelly School, also teachers who were previous residents, but who may not now live in Carlsbad or who never did live in Carlsbad but were teachers at the school. So that's come up in the cards as well. Yes.
Good evening. My name is Jennifer Carlos. I am a Carlsbad resident. I'm also a Kelly School parent. I have 5 children, 3 of which have gone through Kelly School and one of which is still there, one who is to come if we remain in the district. Cancer is a very scary thing, and I know that a lot of youth believe that this is an emotionally charged discussion. What I'd like to address to you tonight is that it has been implied that the school board and or the city council may be afraid of the cost to fix any problem. After completing environmental testing, there may be several issues that Carlsbad needs to address. If you put the emotional charge aside, I ask if you've considered the cost if we do not test the schools and the parks in Carlsbad. If dollar signs are what is motivating you, have you considered the loss to the city, including tourism dollars, home values, and education dollars from parents pulling their children out of Carlsbad schools because of their fear? Regardless of what the numbers say currently, and I believe that those numbers will increase with time, you have the perception of a cancer cluster in Carlsbad. This needs to be taken seriously. I myself currently have my home for sale. My intent was to stay in the beautiful city that I love. We now have potential buyers who have vocalized their concerns about the cancer cluster. As a matter of fact, I've been told by my real estate agent that we must now disclose not only the concerns, but also the current investigation. How many people know buyers in this climate of economic times that are going to come knowing that there is a cancer investigation and move their children into the Kelly School District or any other district that has not been tested for that matter? Please do not dismiss this as an emotionally charged incident. It is a concern that will affect all of Carlsbad residents if the problem is not addressed and fixed. Thank you.
Can the two gentlemen who are standing hold on for a second? I've got a number of questions to follow up on some of what's just been asked. I promise I'll get back to you. Dr. Lyman, the question here says you need to know that the zip codes in Carlsbad changed in the last few years, so your statistics may not be correct, as Carlsbad was until, I'm not quite sure how this reads, but 92008009, and then the last 3 to 4 years when 92010 and 92011 were formed.
Thank
also,
you.
How was the 2010 population extrapolated? I'll hold that and repeat it. I thought it was connected.
Ask Margaret to come speak to 2010. The zip code thing, we put the zip code thing for your convenience so you would find it easier to locate the area you are most concerned about. Our statistical analysis was done by Census Tract, and they have not changed in that time frame. So that's the answer to that. The zip codes do change. That's why we don't use them. We use Census Tracts instead. The question of how we extrapolate to 2010 data.
And Dr. Lyman, don't go too far because I've got another one for you.
Okay, so what we did with the population, so the comparison population that we used, as you know, a census is done in the United States every 10 years. So the last census data that we have in the United States is from the year 2000. for cases of cancer that were diagnosed around that time period. So for the cases that were diagnosed between 1996 and 2004, we were able to use the 2000 census data as our comparison group because the population numbers are generally fairly stable within the few years that surround a census. As we get further out from a decennial census, so in the years 2005 and beyond, the reliability of those numbers does come into question. We were told anecdotally that there's been a lot of development in Carlsbad, so there's a lot of new houses that were built within the last decade, and that means there's more people here. So to try and make the analysis more reliable, we asked San Diego County to provide us with updated population estimates for the later years of our analysis. San Diego did provide those data. We were able to use those as the comparison group for the later years of cases in our registry to try and make this analysis as reliable as possible. The 2010 census information will not be released until at least December of this year. That's what I've heard on NPR from the federal government. Once those data come out, it will take a few more months to get through the system and make sure that everything has been organized so that it can be used as a basis for comparison. But at that point, the state can start to use the 2010 census data as a population comparison group for future analyses.
Related, do you have confidence limits for your base population estimates?
Before that question is answered, I just wanted to clarify the population data is from SANDAG, which is the San Diego Association of Governments.
Thank you.
Confidence limits for the population data, we did not receive those from SANDAG. I don't know that they generate those.
No confidence. What was the question?
For the population estimates.
Do you have confidence limits for your base population estimates?
And like I said, for the years that were around the 2000 census, those are the actual population data. So that's how many people they actually counted. When you have a count like that, you actually would not generate a confidence interval around that because it's the actual number. For the other years, like I said, we received that from SANDAC. I do not have confidence estimates around those population data.
Okay. And Dr. Lyman, you counted cancers from 1996 to 2008. Have you included cancers from children who no longer reside in Carlsbad but who were in these zip codes during these years?
If a cancer case was diagnosed when the child resided in Carlsbad, they would be included. When we look at it, what we looked at was the new cases of cancer observed during that time period. So between the years 1996 through 2008, every new case of cancer that was diagnosed among a person whose residence was in Carlsbad was included in the analysis.
Last question right now for Dr. Lyman. Are we passing New York with new cancers reported?
Say it again. Are we
passing New York State with new cancers reported?
Actually, New York is doing a little bit better than we are for New York City. Very big surprise. A lot of their activity with tobacco control especially has brought some big benefits. And their cancer rates in some cases have dipped below ours. So it's the bigger states like ours that are being most aggressive at cancer control activities. Remind you, the three risk factors for cancer, they're no-brainers, tobacco, nutrition, physical inactivity. And once we get our arms around those things, we see big drops. Our tobacco control program in California has brought us, we are now, our adult smoking rate is the second lowest in the nation. Utah's ahead of us, but they don't count. We don't count them.
Okay, the gentleman.
But our tobacco-related cancer rate has dropped 26%. It's like a vaccine for cancer. So we are paying attention to cancer, yes.
The gentleman in the back and then the gentleman in the front. I'll take the woman who's standing third, and then I'll go back to a host of questions for the school district, for soils testing, et cetera. But let me take the gentleman in the back.
Thank you. I'm a 25-year resident of Carlsbad, and I've lost a family member that lived on the lagoon here in Carlsbad. And I have a new member, my younger brother, who's 40, who was just diagnosed with blood cancer. I want to know at what state level, what official would we be able to hold accountable to what experts that you decide to use? And have any of the experts looked into mycotoxin studies? I was at a forum with Barbara Boxer before the housing collapse in Palm Springs, and the forum was on mold-related claims. And all the medical insurance, homeowners insurance, and banks were there because the mold-related claims were at $6.5 billion a year. And there's new studies out now that are linking these molds to cancer, all the cancers, the tumors, and even autism in children. And there's new studies out on mycotoxins, but we're talking about soil, and I'm wondering if anybody is doing air quality testing in these schools and to test any of these patients for high levels of mycotoxins in their blood. And who would we hold accountable to make sure that they're going to the right doctors and the right experts that have had papers published on these mycotoxins?
Who might be able to answer that question? Dr. Wooten?
We have Dr. Lyman coming to the podium.
We should have sat you closer to the podium, yeah. Dr. Lyman.
I can't speak to mycotoxins. I'm not familiar with that literature. But your question is, how, in general, how do we search for things which cause cancer, document those, and then take a regulatory action of some sort to bring the thing under control, this being an example of that, molds inside buildings. And the answer is that it's exercises like this, where a community comes forward and says, we think there's a problem, that we find these problems, we document them, and then we take some action to minimize those risks. Now, in truth, in terms of cancer clusters, which is a phrase we've used today, the most productive of those adventures tend to be occupational. So in the case of molds and other things, they have been occupational studies where there are workers who work in closed spaces, long periods of time with high concentrations. From that kind of exposure, we can extrapolate what a safe level might be. And a number of the standards we set for these exposures, pesticides, herbicides, all kinds of toxic substances, radiation, come from those studies. So I can't speak specifically to the mold thing. That gets into a regulatory thing that I'm just not a part of. But the question of how do we go about finding things that cause cancer and get them under control, we do have systems. Those systems do work. And it's events like this that help us do that.
Yeah, there's a few common things in the buildings, in the schools. All the schools have some modulars, but we ventilate the buildings all the same. And what we do is we ventilate those mycotoxins, and I'd like to talk to one of the experts to make sure that you know what labs are testing and what experts exist right now in the United States on the mycotoxin poisons that are affecting people. Thank you.
Should follow up just briefly. The generic issue you're addressing is what we call indoor air pollution. And it addresses not just molds, it addresses other things. Remember the insulating material that had formaldehyde in it caused big problems. And our Air Resources Control Board and its regional air quality management districts have now embraced the issue of indoor air pollution, are doing studies and taking regulatory action. So that may be the body in California you might like to talk with.
Gentleman up front.
This question actually is for Dr. Roach. When we spoke outside, you were very helpful in letting me know what was going on in terms of testing, which was little to nothing. I asked you what the price would be for testing a school. You put it between $40,000 and $60,000, which is surprising to me because that's nowhere near the medical bill one family would have to pay to deal with a cancer or any of those related tragedies. I guess my question to you is, why are your constituents having to go around you and circumvent the city council and go instead to the state and even to the federal government when we have elected you to represent us, when we have elected you to make sure that our schools are safe and that our children are safe and that our fellow students are safe? And why are you so reluctant to go forward with testing when it is clear that your constituents would like the testing done. And if you are so, as you stated in your letter, so confident that our schools are safe, then why are there speculations that the school board is also concerned with the cost of cleanup? Thank you.
Okay, a bunch of questions. I'll try to answer them. I do believe you're right that the number I gave you is somewhere between $40,000 and $60,000 per site to do that level two testing, which would be somewhere between 75 and 100 different corings on a campus. Don't go away, you had a lot of questions. Why have I been reluctant so far to do testing? Well, I was the first one who contacted the county health department in January when it was when I was alerted that there was a concern about cancer at Kelly School. A couple days after contacting the health department, Mr. Burleson and Dr. Ziering came in. Dr. Ziering's in the blue jacket there, came to my office and said, you know, you need to get a solid study done with medical people doing that study. They talked to me about the Center for Disease Control. They talked about the Environmental Protection Agency. I started with Dr. Wooten at the county, and they brought in the state. And the only thing I've been waiting for is the results of the study that we began in January. The school board has not taken a position to not test. They just haven't jumped ahead of the process that got started in January. Do I have concerns about finances? And you read the papers. If we have nine sites that haven't been tested and it's $500,000 to do those nine sites, and then we have to figure out how to fix it, then we as a community will have to figure out how to do that. You came together as a community to, say, build a new high school, modernize Carlsbad High School. Earlier, Mrs. Cordaroni, you said we didn't do other testing at Carlsbad High. That's not true. We've done all of the testing of all of the areas at Carlsbad High School for the construction that we're doing there now. You shouldn't have to worry about the fact that there's dirt being disturbed there. Recently, we found an underground oil tank that used to fuel the heater there. We worked with the county and dug that out and got that removed. We had inspectors there throughout the whole time. We're doing that work appropriately and on target. If, in fact, when this gets presented to the governing board, they choose to do testing or to come back to you as a community to find out if, in fact, the community wants to again tax itself to pay for testing and the mitigation, then we as a Carlsbad community certainly can do that. You're right that it is my responsibility to present that information to the governing board, and I will do so. But I also only wanted to wait for the process that I was asked to begin to get to a place where there were some results. Why did we test that soil last week? Because Travis chased them down and told them that it was dirty soil. So we tested it. And maybe it wasn't Travis, but it was somebody who did. And all we did was test that soil. We gave you the report of what's there. Do I believe that tells you that whole campus is safe? No. It tells me that that area where we dug that soil out was safe. The work that we'll need to do if, in fact, we have to clean up our sites, we'll do together. Indoor air quality about mold, we check our classrooms. We bring in licensed air quality testers, and they do that. We are doing some work at Kelly later this summer, and they're going to be removing floor tile from the old kitchen that has asbestos in it. There'll be guys in suits testing the air to make sure that there's not friable asbestos remaining during the construction. We try to follow the rules. The only thing I haven't done that's frustrating you is jump the process. And I'm sorry you're frustrated by that, but the process came to a place tonight. I'll be glad to go back to the board to indicate to them what I found and what I heard tonight. And the board will have to take a look at both what is science. Would have been a lot easier for a recommendation if the science was more clear. It's clear that the public sentiment is in this room tonight to do more testing. Certainly the school board and the school district will cooperate with the testing that you asked for earlier about people who worked at the school who weren't there. Be glad to do that. I'll respond to other questions if you have them. You have some more for me?